Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Hey everybody, good morning. How are y'all doing this morning? Oh my goodness. I'm enjoying some coffee this morning. As usual, I am kind of boring with my coffee. I have a cup of coffee with some French vanilla creamer every morning. And if you guys ever listen to my lives in the morning, I usually am eating the same breakfast every morning, which is a piece of toast and an egg. I'm boring. Anyway, I hope you guys are doing well. I want to talk this morning about sales. Right now, our sales are flying. And I'm a private label seller with only like 12 SKUs. I mean, I don't have 800 SKUs like Andy does. I don't have that many SKUs, right? But old inventory is selling like crazy. We've relisted stuff that is in our warehouse that wasn't selling before, that wasn't working well, right? Products that I sourced in our Sourcing Small Masterclass that didn't take off back then, they are selling like crazy right now, and not just on Amazon. So I just wanted to talk to you guys about that this morning. We have several products in different market, in different areas, different categories. We've got home goods. Those are selling like crazy right now. We have, of course, my cat related products or pet related products are selling like crazy. We had some fitness products that actually got shut down on Amazon due to an IP issue. That it was an IP issue. We couldn't have known that there was a design patent on this particular thing, right? So we're selling those on other channels right now, and they're selling like crazy. We're going to be able to hopefully sell out of them during this time period. And then we had some kitchen stuff. I had a product that that I sourced during the Sourcing Small Masterclass, and I was just testing out to see if it would work. It didn't sell hardly at all. Like, I sold a couple of units when I first launched it, and I've been playing around with the listing and stuff like that, but it just basically sat stagnant because I got busy with other stuff. Now all of a sudden it's selling every day on a regular basis. So we are not just selling on Amazon. We are also selling on eBay. Right now, eBay, we never had good luck on eBay because it's one of those platforms that you have to actually work. You know, you have to take the time and work on it. And eBay is selling like crazy right now. And it hadn't done that well for us in the past. And then, what else? Mercury. Mercury is a selling app. It's just like, hey, Zargona. Hey, Juan. Nice to see you guys. Mercury is a selling app. It's like an app you put on your phone and you can ship out when it sells, right? So I want to tell you guys, if all of your inventory is at Amazon, do not let that stop you from selling in multiple channels. List it on eBay. Old stuff that hasn't been selling, list it because it's selling now. So list it on eBay, list it on Mercury at a minimum. I mean, Facebook Marketplace is good too if you just do shipping, you know. There is great places to get shipping supplies. If your stuff is at Amazon, just do a multi-channel fulfillment order. They've been fulfilling those within 24 to 48 hours. So go to your inventory, click the edit dropdown and select create fulfillment order. Whenever you sell it on another channel, eBay, Mercury, whatever, click create fulfillment order. And we've also been using fulfillment orders, multi-channel fulfillment, to fulfill our merchant fulfilled listings on Amazon. So when it sells, we create a fulfillment order and it's working just fine, 24 to 48 hours, they're shipping it out. Now we're able to send more shipments in to Amazon. So check. The only way to check is actually go in, click that edit drop down, and click send replenish inventory and see if you can send more inventory in. Okay. But it's really, really important right now to not think that you're not going to make sales, because we are up on Amazon alone, we're up 8% from last year. So it's stuff is really, really selling really well right now. Things are starting to look up and people are buying from multiple channels. So make sure if you've got old inventory, you're listing it, whatever, get rid of your death piles right now. It's time. If you need shipping supplies, I believe it's called, let me just look it up real quick. I sent it. It's called Bubble Fast, bubblefast.com. That is a place where you can order shipping supplies. I'm going to put that in the comments. That's a place where you can order shipping supplies for your products if you're wanting to ship them out yourself. Create bundles. I mean, whatever. If you guys can source stuff right now. Okay, so speaking of sourcing. Sourcing, everybody I feel like doesn't really know what people are sourcing now. They're not sure what to source. I posted a poll in Amazing at Home and asked like, hey, how are you feeling about sourcing new products? Are you wondering about it? And a lot of people respond. Some people said, this isn't affecting me at all. I'm sourcing all my stuff. Other people had said, I really would want to know how to kind of make a better sourcing decision in this current time. So tonight we're doing a roundtable. Tonight at 8 p.m. Central Time, we're doing a very special roundtable. Here on Seller Roundtable, we're doing a roundtable. We're bringing in experts from India, the US, wholesale experts, Asia, and importers to tell you guys what to do right now. So we're going to talk about what are people sourcing right now? Are there any restrictions on what people are sourcing? What should we be sourcing? You know, where are the opportunities both in the US to get stuff and in Asia and in India? What are the things that we can do in these different countries to get new products? What kind of products should we be looking at? So we're going to do this roundtable tonight. We're going to have freight forwarders in the discussion. We're going to talk about everything you can think that you probably have questions about right now. So tune in tonight. It's going to be here on the Seller Roundtable page. It'll be live here on the Seller Roundtable page. There's a post on this page. If you click the interested button on the post, on that, and there's also a post in each of the groups. If you click the interested button, or I think it's the get reminder button, then it'll pop up on your Facebook and remind you that we're live. So if you want to tune into that live, please check it out. It's going to be awesome, us talking about that. And then speaking of validation of your products, so I know a lot of people are kind of wondering, how do I make sure that this product that I have right now is a product that I should move forward with? Or maybe it's a new product idea that I have, but then since coronavirus, I'm just not sure if I should stick with it, right? So I'm going to be speaking at two virtual summits coming up. The first one is the Global Sources Virtual Summit. It's all about sourcing, and that's April 21st to the 22nd. And that's free to register, totally virtual summit. And that summit is all focused on sourcing. Like, what are we sourcing? So kind of like the roundtable tonight, it's a bunch of presentations all about sourcing, which is really, really great. I'm looking forward to speaking and attending that conference. And then the other one I'm speaking at is the Branded by Women conference put on by Danny McMillan of Seller Sessions. And at both of these conferences, I'm going to be speaking about validation today. How do you decide to move forward with your products today? So whether you have existing products in your inventory or whether you are considering new products, I'm going to give you some tried and true methods to be able to study the market and figure out if people are going to buy your products. So I'm going to give you some tools to use, all of that, so that you guys are going to have some practical advice to be able to take with you from that presentation and go forward and actually study and make sure that people will buy your products in this new time and that you should move forward with sourcing them. So that's what's going on. Those three things I want you guys to do. A, get your sales going on other platforms, including Amazon. List Merchant Fulfilled. Everything you have, list it Merchant Fulfilled. Everything in the US, eBay, And Mercury. Those are two really great channels right now that are doing really, really well for us that previously were not doing well for us. So, you know, well, we've always kind of sold things on Mercury. eBay's been hit or miss, but now we can't even keep up. I mean, Rashid has so many orders this morning that he's having to prep and get ready. So don't miss out on this opportunity right now. If you have inventory, sell it. Sell it on all the platforms. Get rid of it, you know. And then your sourcing tonight. Attend the Sourcing Live Roundtable. It's going to be awesome. You're going to learn about new ways to source in the US, in Asia, in India. We're going to be talking about what people are sourcing, when they're sourcing it, how they're sourcing it, restrictions, all that kind of stuff. We're going to do that tonight. I'm so excited about that. And then if you have questions about that, put your comments right in here because I'll address them tonight. So if you leave a comment here in this live, I will make sure I add it tonight. And then of course, you can always ask questions during the live. We want you to ask questions. And then finally, if you're not sure how to validate your products, you got two summits that you can attend, virtual summits that you can attend that I'm gonna be speaking at. That's the Global Sources Summit as well as the Branded by Women Virtual Summit. So I'll put out announcements on both of those. I hope you guys are having a great day. I hope that this live encourages you to get out there and post your products, list your products on more platforms, try out multi-channel fulfillment. It's working awesome. And let me know if you have any questions. Have a great day. We'll talk to you later.